Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
5:32, an hour later on the tweet. Have a look at that day outside our Broadbeach studio window, Ali. Tell me what you can see.
I'll tell you, driving in, it was a cracking day.
Oh, look
beautiful.
Good.
Absolutely.
Are we all right now? We all back together? We're okay?
Yeah, I was fine. I get over things really easily. I mean, you insulting me half an hour ago. I just go, whatever.
For those that have...
Trevor.
He's talking tough. You don't go, whatever. I've been consoling him for the last half hour, Spider. Yeah.
If you ever wanted to see what it looks like when someone gives you that look of... I want to really
I'll tell you one thing we got though, Rod. We're ready to go. Here we go. See, he told us all. Morning, Rod McLeod.
Would somebody turn down that infernal racket that's playing in the background? I can hardly hear myself.
I don't know if Spider's okay today.
Yeah, I am. We want to give a couple of shout-outs, though.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I'll get over to Charlie.
Charlie,
he's got his My Renovator, is the business, and he's working hard. He's very busy.
He knows a friend of ours, Denise from Choices Flooring up at Helensvale.
Oh, so very good.
Good morning to Denise and the team who are heading to.
Is everyone trying to get a discount this morning or something?
No. Give a shout out, Ali. Give a shout out.
Our loyal Gold Coast Triple M listeners.
I'll give a shout out to the person doing my spray tan today. Okay. No, not actually. I'm not having one, as if I could be bothered.
I'll give them a shout out too. Hey,
a very exciting name that year is coming up next.
Here we go. It's Name That Year.
Well, this is the world's greatest radio contest quiz type thing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Absolutely it is. And I know they tune in all around the world to listen. Well, and there's even other people trying to steal exactly this concept. But playing it pretty... Oh, I suppose
half baked.
When they might do only songs, or they only do this kind of garbage. We do everything. And what I love about this is, Ali, you're on one. I'm on two. Rob McLeod's on seven.
Guess who doesn't love that?
No,
Ali.
Well, I know that. But
can you make an effort today?
I know. Okay.
Do you know there is only 12 days left
in the NTY Monthly Cup of
Absolutely
November.
Absolutely. So, Ali,
I know.
You nearly have to win every week.
Yeah, you do.
And we're not even halfway through the month yet.
Hey, this could be your morning, Ali. This could be your
Come
morning.
Come on.
Right. Today is National Eat Some Chocolate Day.
Hey.
The great chocolate bar, the Chiquito.
Ali.
Yeah, go, Ali. I reckon
it was 1961.
No, Spider.
You want the question?
Yes, please.
What year did the Chiquito first arrive on the market?
Ooh. Yeah, Spider. I reckon it was in the 70s. Oh, no, no. Oh, 70s or 80s. So I'll go right in the middle. 1980.
Rod, the newsreader, I reckon by the sound of that jingle, we're talking late 70s. 78. 1978.
It was 1964.
Hey!
Yeah, good start.
Thank
Ali.
You.
Good Chiquito.
Good start.
Yep, and nothing like a Chiquito in the pool. Is that a Polly Waffle?
No, it's a Polly Waffle. Avoid them at all costs.
Yeah. But Polly Waffles were one of the greats, and now they're gone. Mm. Did you rate a Polly Waffle?
Yeah, with the marshmallow.
Marshmallow in the middle,
Yep, that's right.
And then they kept getting smaller and smaller.
Oh, no.
No, you need a big Polly Waffle.
Then it was a Polly Wiffle.
All right.
Thank you, Rod.
Well done. Off to a good start there, Ali. Here we go. You name that. Yeah, everybody paying attention?
What? Yep.
Here we go.
Murray, one small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Send in the clowns.
One of the more disturbing movies, but Joaquin Phoenix was just incredible.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen
the
that.
Joker. That's the Joker.
Yep.
Okay.
What year? It was one of the first R-rated movies to amass $1 billion. What year was that released? Joaquin in the Joker. Quite disturbing.
2018.
No.
I thought,
the Joker, didn't it come back after, who played the Joker the second round?
Were you talking, it was Heath Ledger.
Is that the first or is that?
No questions. Okay, you're not allowed to, you can't get any information.
No, because I reckon that was before that. I reckon it was a remake.
All right,
so
you say
I'm
going
to stick with, okay, I'm going to. I'm going to say 19...
Rod, the newsreader.
Don't even bother.
2019.
You don't like me, do you? 2019, did you say?
Yeah.
No!
You want to go?
Damn it.
You're thinking of Jack Nicholson Spider in 1989's Batman.
I'm not thinking at all.
And how about your takeaway? Well, what about your correct. Massive scoffing when I said 2018?
All right. Okay, I need this.
Yes, to stay in it. All right.
This is Chad from Nickelback chatting with Flan, Ali, and Spider here on Gold Coast Triple M.
Well, we will be hearing from Chad via Zoom later in the week. Chad from Nickelback, got a brand new album out. Chad is having a birthday
Ali.
Today. Yes, Ali for the win. Here we go. What year was Chad born?
Birthday. 1975.
No, a bit earlier. Spider. 1971.
Oh, here's a poser. Rod the newsreader, I reckon 1973.
It was 1974.
Yes! Oh, Rod and I.
Oh, yeah. We even mentioned that.
Damn it. I know.
It was when all the greats were born.
I was nearly going to say that, but anyway. Oh. So what happens now? I win.
No, you have a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Just between you and Rod, I've got nothing to do with it.
Is that right?
Okay, yeah.
Here we go. In the sun this
summer. Oh, slip, slap.
Yeah, well, because UV ratings are very high at the moment.
Slap on sunscreen and slap on a hat.
Rod's got his own slip, slop, slap.
Stop it. I don't want to know. Anyway.
Neither do I.
What year did that campaign
Ali.
First? Good on you, Ali. Come on, Ali. Just, you know.
1980.
Oh. Rod the newsreader, 1979.
I can't believe this.
1981.
Yeah! Oh, there she goes.
Yeah, well played.
You're still alive.
What have we got?
Ali on two, Spider on two.
Hallelujah.
Rod on seven with 11 more to play.
Hey, look, I'm sorry to bring the mood down a little bit, but I've got a little bit of bad news for Spider. Look, if you don't mind, and look, Flan's arrived a bit early today, so I'm going to bring him in on this.
Oh, okay.
What's happened?
So,
you didn't really give us a warning about this.
I know. Well, I maybe gave you one because you're playing the sad music for me.
No, this is just happening by itself.
Okay, right.
What's happened?
Yesterday, I was at the Talai General Store.
Oh, yeah.
And I was purchasing a couple of bacon and egg rolls. In fact, three.
Yep. No tomato sauce or no barbecue.
Flan had a multigrain version with tomato sauce.
No
sugar bun for me.
I had bacon egg roll. I actually added some tomato and some onion.
Yeah,
delicious.
That was nice work.
Thank you to Carl. Thank you to Annette.
And how does this hurt me?
Well,
you didn't have my account.
It is actually now my favourite place on the Gold Coast because they make what's called a beef croquette.
Oh, yeah.
That is my all-time favourite snack food.
Can you quickly explain?
Give me one more.
Beef croquette.
Mm. Explain it to me very quickly.
The beef croquette. Oh. It's like a little mini shepherd's pie wrapped in crumbs and deep fried. It's delicious.
Yes! You know what?
I can trump that with a lasagna top over.
Oh.
That is a deep...
Maybe even a lasagna topper.
What the
top over?
That's a haircut.
Very similar.
The comb over.
How good's the lasagna, whatever it is?
Lasagna comb over.
Lasagna whatever it is. That's the new name of it. Okay.
That lasagna thing in the Bay Marais.
That's it. They did have one of them.
In the grease
I'll get
trap.
That next time. Ooh. So I was talking to Carl and Annette and just praising them hard, saying thank you. Thank you for not only having beef croquettes available, having them ready to go.
Yeah.
And anyway, so then I got chatting about other snack foods and Carl informed me that dim sims, your favourite snack food,
don't
Spider,
he's going to say they're a thing of the past.
Are impossible to get.
What do you mean?
They are impossible to get due to the floods down in New South Wales.
Oh, yep. No way.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm sorry. And
it's a hard way to find out, Spider.
I know.
I am tapping out.
He's given me an ETA of about 18 months.
What?
Oh, boy.
Yes, he reckons.
What do you mean?
Is it Paradise or one of them that makes all the dim sims?
Yeah. Marathon.
Out of action. I think they make Marathon out of action.
What do you mean?
I'm so sorry.
Spot. I'll lose that much weight.
You look like a rake. Oh. You're going to have to make your own.
Oh, no way. No,
yes.
Marathon. No.
Maybe we could have a competition from the Triple M family who can make the best dim sims.
1-300-925-666. Yeah. If you've got dim sims still available, we need to know.
okay.
You now hijacked the show.
We need Dim Sims.
Oh, this is amazing. Let's run a whole campaign on getting Dim Sims.
I don't think we'll do that.
Yes, we will.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Another beautiful Gold Coast day. Fine and sunny, top of 35 past 6. An hour later on the tweet, Flan.
Boy, 5 to 5 this morning. There's so many cars and utes in Wurongeri, Zarafas getting their coffee for the morning. On the way to a job they quoted on yesterday or the day before, so I want to give you a game called Three Quotes. You want to play?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. What are we doing?
You're going to give me a quote. Instant quote based on something I tell you from last night's news.
Okay.
I know how much they charge to fix this. You give me your quote and we'll see who wins the quote and see who goes broke.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Here's the story. Last night, something I've never heard of in Queensland, West Indian termites.
I mean, come on, dearies. We can't be copying nobody else's style. We have our own style.
Yeah. West Indian termites have their own style.
Are they good bowlers?
Zingers. You're throwing zingers around. Mm. They're eating your house. Apparently, they can eat your house quicker than anything ever.
Okay. Oh, no. Right?
To fix it, you've got to tent the entire house.
Yeah.
You've got to put plastic over the entire house, and then you've got to fumigate it.
Okay.
What would you charge me, Spider Enterprises?
Mate, absolutely. I'll have them all gone. Every, what are they, West Indian
termites?
Yep, gone. $42,500.
Whoa. $42,000. Okay, what about Ali
Enterprises?
Well,
you'll lose the house otherwise.
Yeah. Okay, no, I understand.
Mm.
Oh, I hear the argument. Mm. You're at 42. Ali?
Well, the West Indian ants, termites.
Termites.
They take 4 goes.
Okay.
To kill. They're strong buggers.
Yep.
Mm. And
much?
They breed.
How
like,
much?
Come on.
$65,000.
Okay. No, I understand. You've got to tent the whole house. What about you,
absolutely.
Al? Where are you? Where's Big Al Enterprises?
Everyone knows $150,000.
Oh, yeah. I can see why you went to Peninsula Grammar. $150,000. My God, you did not win the quote, but boy, would you get rich. It was $34,000.
Oh, well
Spider
done,
Everett
Spider.
Gets the job.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you do.
When do I start work? Oh, I'm sick of radio.
Well, as long as...
Finally, it's
or
happening.
Is radio sick of you?
I want to be a West Indian termite.
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B, I think.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Yeah, well, it happened to Levis. It happened to building products.
Yeah.
Prices went through the roof. Now it's happening to toilet paper. Don't go shopping.
Oh,
stop
it.
Calm down. Don't race to the shops now.
What's happening?
The toilet paper looks like becoming more expensive.
Oh, no.
As we head towards Christmas.
Oh. People are going to absolutely be crapping themselves a bit.
Oh. You know what? I think, with KFC, when you do the drive-thru, they always give you the wet wipe. Just keep
Start
saving
the moist towelette.
Oh, yeah,
that's the name of the backing singers in the Sugar Game band I'm playing. The moist towelettes. My word. I love the news joke last night that they simply can't absorb the cost anymore.
That is an absolute ripper. Well, unfortunately, I've got to take the mood down a little bit. Jay Leno, American talk show presenter and massive car enthusiast. Mm. He's got a huge collection of cars. He stores them in an LA garage. And unfortunately, he was visiting them yesterday. And one of them has burst into flames.
What?
So he's now currently in a burns unit.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's called the Grossman Burns Centre. He's burnt all the side of his face. So it's just terrible news and
absolutely.
Scary. How can a car just burst into flames like that?
I do not know.
I know. So I'm sure that we'll obviously hear more about it as more unfolds.
Absolutely. You look at the weather at the moment, all you have to do is look outside. A lot of people are attending the beaches. We know that. But be careful with the tides currently as they are at the moment. It's swept in a whole heap of blue bottles.
Oh, no.
So for all those who love the water, just be careful. Yeah, a lot of blue bottles around there. And they're saying the best way to treat blue bottle stings is hot water first.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get hot water, compress and an ice pack. Do not use vinegar. And repeat that every 20 minutes.
Last one standing.
Rightio, we're back to the very strict rules. You've got 3 seconds to answer the question.
Why so strict?
Because.
Okay.
He's in the mood.
Thank you for that explanation.
We are in the mood. And here we go. We'll hand it over to Flan. If you are the last one standing, that's all you need to be. 1-300-925-666. Be the last one standing. You walk away with a great prize. We hand it over to Flan. Here we go. Good luck. Our first player is Greg in More Made Mermaid Waters.
Welcome to the crankiest quiz in town.
Here we go.
Greg, are you there, son? We're going to start flying, mate. Who said this?
Well, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Judy Garland.
Oh, look, we'll accept that. That was the actress. Yep. Absolutely. We'll move on to question two. True or false?
Greg's phone's great. Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth II, a former monarch, was trained in truck mechanics and maintenance. Is that true or false?
False.
Oh, no.
So you agree? Oh, no.
Okay. That's incorrect. I cannot give you the answer, but
Sonia,
it's not false.
Sonia in Upper Coomera, true or false?
It's true.
Yes, it
is. Amazing.
Oh, amazing. QE2 could fix a truck for you, change a tyre or do maintenance on the engine. That. Apparently, during the Second World War, everybody had to do their bit, so she had to go and learn.
Thank you.
Her nickname was Diesel.
That's the way. Yeah. Question three. The 18th best place to visit in Australia, in terms of tourism, is Cradle Mountain.
Oh.
It's on the list. 18th, Cradle Mountain. But what state is it in?
Oh, Cradle.
Can I give some help?
No.
No.
New South Wales.
Darren in Helensvale, where's Cradle Mountain?
Good morning, it's Tasmania.
You're a winner, sir.
Hey, you have gold class double pass to Event Cinemas. So you can check out the screening of Seriously Red Wednesday, November 23 with Flan, Ellie and Spider. You are a winner.
Thank you very much.
You'll enjoy that.
Fly Gold Coast to Singapore and beyond with Scoot. Book now at flyscoot.com.
92.5 Triple M Singapore boarding call.
So on Friday, the first of our winners was Dane.
Thank you so much.
Dane in Varsity Lakes with his young daughter Molly in the background just going off because they've got flights to Singapore now with $1,000 spending money.
Yeah, we cannot tell them enough. Go to Marina Bay Sands. There's a show, I don't know, it's on YouTube. I can't remember if it was on normal television or one of those whatever streaming services. But it's called Mega Structures, and it's at Marina Bay Sands, and it looks like the big boat on top of the high rise, but it's unbelievable how they were able to build it. It was a masterpiece, and it took a month, but it was amazing. And it is amazing now it's finished. Like, it's 5-6 star. It's got boats going through the middle of it. It's got canals, it's got casino, you name it. It's
unbelievable.
What? On top of a hotel.
On top of a hotel. Massive.
Well, you, Ali and Flan, you spoke to Alan, who works at the Marina Bay Sands.
Yeah, I did.
And he said, and Spider was there as well, but he said the most visited place you've got to go.
Yes, you're right. You must visit. Well, nevertheless, we do have Sky Park observation deck for you to view the Singapore skyline as well.
Yes, you can check out the skyline. It's amazing. So, your boarding call to Singapore. They'll be suburbs of the Gold Coast.
What time?
Coming up before 9 o'clock.
What's Hand up? Over the timeout.
No, before
What's
9.
Suburb?
Remember about a month ago at Taronga Zoo, the lions escaped.
Yes.
And they had to evacuate everybody.
Best day at the zoo
ever.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we're lucky enough to get a little bit of the transcript or a bit of the PA from that moment that it happened. Have a listen.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. This is Park Ranger Mike. I would like to apologise for the slight increase in the number of lions currently out of their cage.
It's like 5 lions.
Yeah, not ideal.
It's all the lions do.
Really negative approach, Phil. So, Taronga Zoo would like to welcome you to our latest attraction, the interactive Feed an Apex Predator Experience. Go! Boy, good boy.
Ranger,
you got an update for us.
Ranger Mike and Phil have got their own troubles now. They got more troubles there at Taronga
What's
Zoo.
Going on now?
And it's not the lions.
Yeah.
The lyrebirds have copied the evacuation signal.
Have they?
This is no joke. Copied the evacuation
signal. They run the alarm.
They run the alarm. So the lyrebirds can now do the alarm, right? Which sounds like this. And also
but that's
saying,
actually the lyrebirds doing it.
And they actually say,
impersonating the alarm.
Yep. Evacuate now. Evacuate now.
Oh, that's so funny.
No. And so Ranger Mike and Phil have to get back on the PA system and say, no, hang on. Lions are all safe. Everybody, you can still enjoy your experience at
Don't
the Taronga
listen
Zoo.
Listen to those lyrebirds.
That would actually be such a problem, wouldn't it? Because obviously off the back of that, anyone walking around, you hear that, you are going to be sprinting.
Absolutely.
Up the nearest tree.
It's because of a lyrebird.
Yes.
I reckon a lot of people think they can do an animal, like impersonate sound of an animal.
Yeah. What do you do? Who? That's what we want to know. What do you do? Like,
Ron
McLeod would be able to do it for sure.
The lyrebird.
What have you got, Rod, in the newsroom?
Nice. Right.
That's very good.
That's a very good cow.
Yeah.
I thought
it was a sheep.
What was it? It was a cow.
Yes,
it was. Ali, what do you do?
I can do a couple of swamp creatures.
Oh, no.
I can do. I'll try my frog first. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
That's a frog.
All right.
And I can also do.
Now that Ali put the microphone right on her neck.
I did. The Florida swamp ape.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah. We all know what that sounds like.
That's incredible.
Oh, that. Clean up the studio too.
I'll give you that one.
All right, thank you.
Flan.
Wow.
Okay, the question is Flan.
What do you got? What can you do? No, what animal can you do?
What
animal?
What this is, right?
What do you do?
Here we go. That's pretty good.
That's a chicken.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Okay. We went up. 1-300-925-666.
Hang on a second. What do you do?
Come back to me. 1-300-925-666. We want to know, the Triple M family, what animal do you do?
Yes, come on.
Lindsay, tell us what animal you do and do it.
All right, all I've got is my dash hound that thinks he's a bull mastiff.
Okay.
Okay. Love it. Thank you, Lindsay.
Lindsay, considering
you
that there
much.
Are no other good animal impersonations, you're getting the soap.
Wow.
Oh, well, we're going to go to...
Have we got any more?
Yeah, we've got to go to the Whiz. Anthony Labrador. Who are you going to do? What animal are you going to impersonate?
I'll be a bull terrier.
Oh, nice.
Go.
All right, yes.
All right, let's hear it.
No, you've got to... You need to impersonate.
You don't just get to choose what animal you are, and then that's the end of the chat.
Make a noise. Oh, well, I'll go a kookaburra. I can do that
better. Okay, go on. Then. Do a kookaburra.
Do a kookaburra, yeah.
Right, you ready?
Yes, mate.
Yeah. Oh, mate, unreal.
How's that?
Sounded like a recorder.
Yes, are you blowing a whistle?
That was the least kookaburra sound I've ever heard.
Do it again. We'll give it one more chance. Come on.
It sounds probably more like an owl.
I ran into a window once, didn't notice it, and it sounded more like a kookaburra than you just did then.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Another perfect Gold Coast day. Flan, Ali and Spider, 7:04, an hour later on the Tweed. Let's win this.
This wins the internet.
Wow, winning.
Flan, we know that you spend quite a long time online on the internet.
Yeah.
Looking for funny stuff, and friends and family send you all sorts of things.
Yeah, and today it's Ronnie Stanton who's won the internet for me. Do you remember what Tamagotchis are?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they are, Spider?
Yeah.
Okay, Ronnie Stanton reckons this. Fitbits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are just Tamagotchis, except the stupid animal you're trying to keep alive is you.
That's funny. We are lucky to have so many wonderful universities, TAFEs, training facilities here on the Gold Coast.
Funny you mention that.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Griffith Uni last night for the first time. Well, first time I've ever been to a uni.
Yes. Do you feel smarter?
Yeah, it was amazing. I thought, gee, what a setup. Unis are pretty good.
Yeah. They're fantastic. You don't have to go. It's great.
Yeah, I wish I'd known this, 30-odd years ago.
What would you study?
Yeah, he's like, what is this rot? What would you have studied, Flan asked?
Oh, look, I don't think there's anything that could help me, but don't know.
Good answer.
Yes.
Same answer, 72% of university students answer.
You would have failed, don't know, as well.
Yes. Well, I might have another option for you, because I had the most beautiful, lovely and funny experience yesterday. Okay. There is a beauty training facility at Robina.
Right.
Thank you, Al. Called the French Beauty Academy.
Hello.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I just, so as you know, I paid for, you can get treatments, okay, by the girls that are in training, or boys if they're training there as well. And I paid for my thing, so this is not a free ad for them, but it was just the most lovely experience, okay.
What
happens...
Oh, you can't you notice? Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Flan.
How could you be more beautiful?
Oh.
What an amazing job they can do.
Good save.
Flan's winning. Flan's winning. Okay. So what happens is...
I can't believe you even went.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Spider has now taken it. Anyway, getting back to the French Beauty Academy. At
Were you a supermodel back in the 80s?
Al, that's too far. Okay, that's ridiculous. But yes, I was. So... you all rock up and everyone's having the same treatment at the same time, right? Okay.
Yep.
So you all go and get changed into your sarong. You are all in this room. Yes. So say there's about 10 women all go in on the beds. Your therapist takes you in and explains what she's going to do and goes through your skin and all this.
Great.
So there's about 10 women in the room, as I said. Then you're all laying down. They turn the lights off. And the lady, the head trainer, Lisa is her name. She says, "Welcome, ladies. Thank you for, you know, coming today and this is what's going to happen, yada, yada, yada." And she happened to mention, she said, "Oh, look, I know there's a group of you here, you know, some friends that have booked in. So here we go." We're all laying down and it's all quiet and the therapists, all the girls in training, they're very conscious of speaking quiet to the person because you're all in the one room.
Yeah.
So anyway, everyone's being respectful and quiet and we answer them quietly. Yes, that's nice, good pressure, all that. And so I had this lovely lady next to me and her name was Beryl and she would have been, I would say, in her 80s.
Mm.
And so she's laying there and she starts talking to her therapist but a little bit loud. She says,
"Awesome."
First of all, she goes, "Does anyone fall asleep in here ever?" You know?
Yes.
And the girl's saying, "Oh, yes, sometimes, but that's okay." And she said, "Look, you're going to have to speak up. I've forgotten my hearing aids today."
Oh, right? Very good.
You can hear the little giggles from everyone else. It was actually so adorable. And then after about another 5 minutes, she calls out to a friend and she's like, "Are you enjoying this, Eunice?"
Eunice,
right?
Eunice.
Everyone else is trying to
relax
and get in the moment. Can you put the music on again, please?
Of course.
Yes. So then, yes, she's done that. "You enjoying this, Eunice?" And then Eunice goes, "Yes, Beryl." And then finally, Beryl had quietened down. She'd had a bit of a break from talking for 15 minutes. Then all of a sudden she goes, "Is anybody still in here?" Oh, I was crying with laughter. It was so funny. And then towards the end, you know, they put a face mask on you after they've done the facial. And while it's sitting on, they offer you a hand massage. And Beryl's therapist, the young girl, says to Beryl, "Look, would you like a hand massage while the face mask is soaking in?" And Beryl goes, "I don't care what you do." It was so good. And then all of a sudden she's laying there a bit long. She goes, "Oh, my daughter's in here somewhere. Where are you, Leanne? Is that you next to me?" Because I was right next to her. Anyway, I just wanted to give a massive shout out to the French Beauty Academy at Robina, Lisa and all of the staff. I honestly had one of the best times I've had in a very long time and you should give it a crack, give it a try. And I'm going to finally give a shout out to my own therapist. Her name's Caitlin. She's 16 years old and she did an amazing job, as you have witnessed.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But
well done,
she has
Caitlin.
Got a future in beauty ahead of her. But, yes, give it a crack. It was the best time ever. And good morning to Beryl.
School is big on the Gold Coast but also big in Byron Bay.
Oh, good morning.
Now,
well,
yes. Can we say good morning?
Well, dim the lights. Good morning, Serenity. Oh,
yes. Dim the lights. Good morning, Spider. It's nice to see you back. I was in last Friday. You weren't here. Noted. My Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour, the last of the OG Byron hippies. I am now transitioning, and my adopted Rainbow Province name, as I said, is Serenity Safe Harbour, but for full transparency, I was also formerly known as Princess Poppy Bubble Wrap, everybody's favourite squeeze. But I don't want to talk about my time in the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, I didn't know you played basketball, Serenity.
I don't. Awkward. And, of course, I was originally Graham Thompson of Yatla.
Oh, that's right. Yatla Pops.
You know, I'm pleased to see schoolies about to kick off on the Gold Coast. I don't know if you know this, but I was one of the original carers at Byron Bay's first ever schoolies. We were called the Fluid Druids. And I didn't really understand the meaning of "we pass water on to the people." But nonetheless, we kept hydration levels as high as we could, but we were fired when we gave out actual green frogs and caused an extinction event. But I know you want to know about schoolies in Byron.
Yes, thanks.
I'm always being asked, when does schoolies kick off in Byron Bay? And look, my BFF, Roxy Crumpet, went to the very first Byron Bay schoolies and has not come home yet. So technically, Byron schoolies kicked off 46 years ago and is still raging. Roxy, come home. We want to kick off Byron Bay's second ever schoolies. Shashe, mahalo, and ya.
Ya.
Spider spray.
Yeah, just before I hook in, I do want to do some fact checking. I want to make sure that we're okay.
Okay.
Yep. Flam, what have you got on tonight?
Probably just jeans and a t-shirt.
Yep. What are you doing, though? Are you watching television or nothing?
No, I'll just be at home. Yep.
Okay. Ali?
I'm going to be packing. I'm starting to pack.
Al Dobie?
Yeah, I can be available if you need me.
But you've got nothing pre-planned.
Nothing.
You'll be padding days.
I'm available.
Yeah. I've got nothing pre-planned either. So we have been ripped as a show right here.
Why?
I'm really disappointed. I'm disappointed at the selection committee, and I think it starts with Anastasia Palaszczuk, who does not like us.
Oh, the Chook.
So I'm having a crack at the Chook and her selection committee. Right. Tonight, they've got on the Brisbane Convention Centre, at the Brisbane Convention Centre, the Queenslander of the Year Awards.
And are you saying we should be nominated?
Absolutely. I'll tell you why.
All right, okay.
So you can laugh as much as you want, but wipe that smile from your face and listen, because this is why we deserve to be amongst the Queenslanders of the year.
Come on, at
the
I'm interested now.
No, hang on. At the moment...
You're in trouble.
Al,
you're in trouble.
You've got people like a Social Enterprises. You've got another multi-instrumentalist. You've got the inventor of the titanium heart.
What have I ever done?
You got a surgeon,
sounds hard.
A medical pioneer. But I'll give you a list right now of what we have done this year.
I can't believe
and please, people up there at the convention centre tonight, play this to the Chook and everybody else on the selection committee. And you tell me if those five people up on that stage with the big screen with their names on in bold writing deserves it any more than us.
Okay, state your case.
Yeah.
Not only do we give back to the local communities? We go out there, we've done pie nights after pie nights after pie nights. We've saved mothers and fathers from having to cook dinner, and we've put enjoyment into kids in local sport.
And the mums thank us, don't they?
Thank you very much. We go to tuck shops, we go to schools, we take breakfast to hundreds and hundreds of kids around the Gold Coast. We've given a trip out to Uluru, the greatest place in Australia. Not only that, if you want to go see Guns N' Roses, you can tick that off. Kiss, yes.
We go back to away.
As I was saying, maybe the Red Hot Summer Tour, Crowded House, Harry Styles, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wow.
Absolutely. You want to go to Singapore, the Chook? Ring us. We can get you to Singapore. What about the boat, the Highfield 360?
Oh, Highfield 330. You want a Highfield 330?
Yeah, absolutely. We go that way. Now we're not going to get carried away. But not only that, we gave 26 Queensland and New South Wales kids the chance to represent their state in the Little Legends of League. Yes. The Burley RSL sub-branch.
Yes.
We helped put a roof on there. We gave somebody 10,000 cash, which changed their life. You wanted a trip to New Zealand? Absolutely, we sent somebody. Somebody's about to go over to the Oasis Shopping Centre and spend $3,000 on a spring fling. Mm. Not only that, we gave so many other people the opportunities. And how many bands did we kickstart their careers?
26.
Absolutely.
26.
Down there at the Gold Coast show.
Thank you.
And that is only the start. So for all those people who are nominated, if you're a Social Enterprises or you're multi-instrumentalist or you're the inventor of the titanium art, you're a surgeon or you're a medical pioneer, I don't care. If you can beat that, you deserve to be Queenslander of the Year. Other than that, you're still second to me.
You've been sprayed by spider.
An old mate, titanium heart, he'd have no need for that, would he, without the pie night?
Absolutely.
He's got no kicker.
You're welcome.
Book a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au.
Triple M's $1,000 minute. I thank you, sir.
Yeah, if you do, this is your chance right now. $1,000 up for grabs. Shane in Ormo. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, good. Look, you are ready to go. This is the idea behind it. If you don't know the answer, Ali will be reading the questions out. If you don't know the answer, simply pass and we'll come back to it if we've got time. We'll take your first response. You have 60 seconds by the time Ali reads her first question. And all you have to do is enjoy, have a crack, and good luck.
Thank you.
You are welcome and good luck, as Spider said. Here we go. I'll just reiterate, we all wish you good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck.
Sorry, and Shane, good fortune. I'm overtired. Here we go. Honeydew is what type of fruit starting with M?
A melon.
What is Japan's currency called?
The yen.
How many holes are there in a standard 10-pin bowling ball?
Three.
A distributor, alternator and tail light are all parts of what?
Pass.
Which country did the dim sim originate in? Was it Australia
or... Oh, sorry.
That's okay. We'll have to take that answer. What is the main ingredient in hummus?
Chickpeas.
True or false? Freddie Mercury was born in England.
True.
In scissors, paper, rock, what beats paper?
Scissors.
What suburb is John Flynn Private Hospital located in?
Tweed Heads.
Who sung Beds Are Burning?
Pass.
A distributor, alternator and tail lights are all part of what?
Car.
Who sung Beds Are Burning?
Midnight Oil.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And because you got another one wrong, I'm going to ask you the full question. Which country did the dim sim originate in, Australia or Korea?
Korea.
No. It's Australia.
Oh, really?
Spider's favourite food item.
Look, if I could marry one bloke, it would be William Wing Young, the inventor of the dim sim.
What a beautiful couple you would make.
Oh, it would be beautiful.
William Everett.
Yes, absolutely. No, I'll take his name. I'd love to be Peter Young.
While we all throw rice at Peter, you don't leave us empty-handed, mate. You've got a double to Gold Class at Event Cinemas for the screening of Seriously Red Wednesday, November 23.
Perfect, thank
you. And the other ones you got wrong very quickly, true or false, Freddie Mercury, he was born in
Tanzania.
Yep, and Tugan, that's where you'd find the John Flynn Hospital. So you really only got those three wrong. Well played, Shane.
Good job,
Good luck
Shane.
Next time.
Thanks, guys. Ask me. Ali
asks. Should prenups be compulsory for all marriages and de facto relationships?
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Prenup. That's it. So... And actually, I will note that they're now actually called binding financial agreements. Thank you to our friend of the show, lawyer John, who just informed us of that. So, yeah, binding financial agreements they're called now. But for the sake of this conversation, we'll call them prenups because that's what we all know them as. So, a friend of mine, she was independently wealthy. She has one child and she got together with a guy about 5 years ago. All right. Yeah. So. And he didn't bring anything financial to the relationship.
Other than his love.
Other than his love, yes. So she's got a couple of properties and she had cash in the bank or has cash in the bank. So now, and you know, we sort of did say to her, oh, you know, have you got anything? Do you have a prenup? No. And she talked about it, but, you know, you fall in love. You start living together.
Love's a beautiful thing.
It is. And then you just kind of go, we're in this forever. Well, not so. 5 years later, and now they've split up. So,
don't tell me he wants.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
He?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, he does. So, this, and it's just started this conversation, you know, and I just thought, I'd love to know where you all stand on prenups and how you. Yes. How you feel about them. Well, that's how our dog feels about them.
Go again, Al.
Go again.
Prenup.
Well, it's a really tough conversation because...
It's such an unromantic conversation, isn't it?
I've never liked prenups. Yes, exactly. I just feel like it does... It feels like you're doomed before you've even started.
Doesn't it? It's like you're conceding that this could end and it's the very beginning when it's all rosy and you're saying... I want to be with you. It's just that if we split up, I don't want you to have anything of mine.
Yeah, that's right.
So what do you reckon, Flan?
What do you think?
I think they're a reality now. I think you've got to have them. It's such an expensive world. And if you worked hard for the things that you have, and then you enter a new relationship, like this woman, for example, she could lose a truckload of
that. Yeah, that's right.
A truckload. And that feels wrong to me.
Which means her child loses that too.
Yeah, absolutely. That child was really their heirloom, if you think about it.
Yep. Spider.
So what do you think? So you're saying you, because your
have
question
either of
is,
you, and you, Al, ever been involved in a prenuptial situation agreement? No,
God no.
Spider, you've had a few relationships.
Yeah, no, but I would have absolutely signed it. Wouldn't
you would have.
You would have signed it.
Absolutely.
Would you ask someone though
to do
to sign a prenup
on
your behalf? Yeah,
to protect you.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Why not?
How's that work?
I just wouldn't do it. Not well. But anyway, because got back on the horse and went again.
Because you think it's what? Just not the right feeling?
It's not the right feeling.
I love that you've said that.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing.
If somebody come to me and said, sign it, I would. It wouldn't faze me. But I couldn't go to someone and do it.
And I'm exactly the same as you. I just, I don't know. I guess I want to trust in their heart and that I guess for myself, it's interesting because I know I don't need to sign a prenup because I'm a fair person. I would never, ever try and take someone for...
No.
Yeah, so it's a difficult one. I'd love to know where the Triple M family stand on it because, the question... I guess if they were compulsory, it takes the difficulty out of
those
conversations.
That's even better. Should they be
compulsory?
So maybe
they should be compulsory.
All right.
Okay.
So the question you're asking is...
We want prenup,
should prenups or binding financial agreements be compulsory for marriage or de facto relationships?
You're so straight, Al.
1-300-925-666. Going to get your calls on next.
Good morning, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Really good, thank you. Now, actually, we're going to have to ask you, can you turn your radio down because I'm echoing?
Getting out of that. An echo, and talk nice and clearly into the...
Look, the situation with me was that I totally agree that they should be mandatory.
Okay.
The laws and that we set up once upon a time were when roles were clear and there was a wife that stayed at home and the male usually went out and was the breadwinner. And so I think the laws that we have today are certainly set up to protect the female in that situation, and I have no problems with that, but I think it's a bit outdated.
I'm not sure about because my friend, she's the one that is actually...
Totally, and that's the sort of what I'm getting at, is that from my situation at the moment, though, I'm actually going through a breakup at the moment, and my mother signed over her property to my brother and I about 30-odd years ago.
Okay.
And because she had repartnered and she was worried about potential or something like that going on in the future.
Yep.
And now in my situation, I've got an ex that's now going after half my mother's property.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, Sean.
Okay. And I think that's the hard thing. I reckon that a lot of people can deal between themselves, but when they start bringing in money that's inherited or hand-me-down, that makes it difficult. I got a mate that actually didn't go through a proper circumstance through court of law with divorce and everything. And his wife chased him, now I could be, it's 10 years, 12 years later, and got half, and he did really well in that 10 or 12 years after he split.
Okay. Mm. So he's got a happy story.
Yeah.
But
got worse because she came back.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. That guy, Sean, just then, whose mum's property could be taken by a partner who just fell out of love. That's where I reckon, Ali, your argument, should it be compulsory? 100%. That would
fix
that.
Then it takes it out of it, doesn't it?
It totally would.
Yeah. I get what you mean now, Spotty. Yeah, so your mate did so well.
Yeah.
He wishes he had to change his name and move to Barbados.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Cameron. Where do you stand on prenups? Do you think they should be compulsory?
I think the way the legal system is these days, and it's just so pathetic the way people carry on, I totally agree with it. My personal circumstance, my father remarried. He got very sick, had an ailing deteriorating disease. My sister was one of the executors, and then all of a sudden she got written out of the will, and my stepmother took everything.
Yeah.
Not only that, my mother's been in a relationship with someone. It hasn't been a very loving relationship from his point of view. It's probably been more convenience, and because they've been together for so long, she bought a property, and it's now worth copious amounts of money, and they're still together, but my sisters and I just sit there and go, well, what's going to happen when my mum passes away?
Well, Cam, I think you're right, because I think, good question, Ellie. I reckon absolutely these days with the amount of divorce rates and things happening, I reckon it would be smart for everyone to actually do it.
Yeah, and without it, case by case.
Thanks, Cam. Appreciate the call.
Thank you so much, Cam, and sorry to hear about your situation.
Yeah, I reckon it should be case by case if it's going to be sort of halfway in between like this, if we don't have legal prenups just yet.
Mm.
I reckon if you are at fault, if you were to say go outside your marriage and have an affair.
Nah,
then I think
straight out everyone does one. No black and white.
No, I'm saying right now, when you don't have it, if you are at fault and you leave the marriage, yes, I reckon you should walk away from your money. If you've done something to destroy the marriage and gone outside the marriage.
It's such a hard one, isn't it? There's so much grey everywhere, you know.
What if you're wrong, you lose all the moolah.
Yeah, what if the person that you'd been with had been treating you horribly for the previous 10 years and you felt like you couldn't get
it? Well,
you
tell
know what
it
I mean?
To Judge Judy, let her decide.
Well, yes. Kanye and Jamie Foxx are still saying, we want freedom. Yeah.
It's 92.5 Triple M's Tuck Shop.
Yeah, register at triplem.com.au if you want your school to be part of this. Flan Alley Inspired, the Gold Coast Triple M Breakfast Show. Come out and do the show from your school. We've already been out to Pimpamar State School, Coomera State School, and tomorrow we're going out to one and we need to say hello to the principal who's out there, Spider.
We're actually interrupting his breakfast right now. Oh. We are going to the Gilston State Primary School. Principal Craig Douglas, good morning.
How you going, guys? Like your work?
Hey, what is on the agenda at the moment? What is on the breakfast table?
We're having half a soggy Vegemite sandwich.
Oh, jeez. Boy, that's the way. Beat it right up. Yeah. we had those for 12 years, mate, every single day. Now, mate, have you got a drama there at Gilston State Primary School? Are there kids there that are turning up that aren't eating?
Well, definitely. We're noticing that coming through the fence, through the gate more often these days. Kids just aren't coming to school with a healthy breakfast. So I think you guys coming out will be fantastic. We're donating to the Bali fundraiser to get those schools over there up to scratch for the kids over there. And for you guys to come out here, that'd be fantastic.
Can you tell us a little bit about your school? When did you start? How long has it been going?
I've been here for 4 years. This place is brilliant. It's about 550 kids, great kids, excellent teachers, even better parents. We are the green behind the gold, mate. We are a country school on the Gold Coast that not too many people know about us, but we like it that way.
It's in a lovely spot. I often drive that when I'm at Narang and I've got to get back to Madra Bay. I often come back through there and I have to slow down in front of your school. How long have you been there?
The school was established in 1881. The original building is on site, so this is the second site. But one of the principals was telling me they actually craned it in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the whole school community was here at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch this original building.
Isn't that incredible?
That's so good.
Yeah.
There's some great stories around about this sort of thing. Was Gilston originally there to serve as farm kids? Because maybe it was old Coach Road, was it, in the old days?
Spot on, mate. No doubt about it. It's changed a bit now, but we get them from everywhere now. It's just a great place to be.
Principal Crowe, Douglas. What's that?
There's stars in the past. When I arrived here, we didn't have any goalposts. And we had stars like Zorko and Beans, went to school here. Benny Eichen did for a few years.
Wow. That is fantastic. So you got some superstars that went there. If you do need a new historian, please ask Flan. He knows everything about history. But Principal Craig Douglas, we cannot wait to get out to Gilston State Primary School on Wednesday morning. Thanks to Harris.
Harris Farm Markets have jumped on board, and a little bit better than the soggy veggie sandwich, Craig.
Come on.
They have all the goodness. They're at the Isle of Capri. We're for the greater goodness of the Gold Coast. So Harris Farm, all the healthy stuff will be there as well.
Thanks, guys. Love your work.
Tomorrow morning. Can't wait to get out to Gilston Primary School. Everyone on their best behaviour.
Absolutely.
Yeah, bring your kids in early. We've got a cup of coffee for you. Don't worry about that.
And a good game of brandy.
Ooh, we'll play.
Go easy.
No, we won't.
No, you
we'll
don't want to do that. That's mean.
Just limit it to handball.
It's fun, though.
No, under shoulders.
It turns into branding if you're unhappy with the result.
It's Triple M Tuck Shop. If you want Flan Alley and Spider to come out to your school, register at triplem.com.au.